It's Kristen, the Morning Rush, right here on 93.1 Jams. It is time for missed connections. This is when you're out and about, freezing your butt off, or in the deli market buying some, I don't know, sausage.
Buying some fine deli meats.
Yeah, and you see that hottie with that hot body, but you can't say anything because...
You know, you see those, that fine, what's the word for a behind?
A
ham,
rump.
A nice fine ham in front of you in
or
the deli
ham.
Line.
That's right, honey. We're doing a lot of rhymes right now. But basically you have nothing in you that could possibly say one word. Like, hi, what's your name? I'm Ooh. Shady. I'm Krista.
It's called confidence, people.
That's right. That's why you go to Craigslist and we find these phenomenal stories for you. We read them word for word. So they're always a pleasure. So Shady, why don't you kick it off?
Absolutely. This is Men for Women. It's called You Caught Me in the Bushes.
Mm.
Wow, it sounds like one of my own. All right.
Okay.
So, I'm just checking in to see if you're still into it. I was a little drunk and stumbling home when I had the urge to tinkle.
Oh.
I couldn't get home and it was late, so obviously the bushes were a good place. I thought I had concealed my ding-a-ling from passers-by, but unfortunately, or perhaps fortunately... You caught sight of me in all of my glory.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you thought I was doing something other than going tinkle.
I did.
Either way, we locked eyes and I felt a connection that I never had before. You had one of those ear flappy hats on. Why did you run away?
Oh.
Are you playing hard to get?
Oh.
I want to know if you're into it. Spitting bars over here. This guy.
Pretty nice, right? All right, this one is Women for Men. It is titled, Hope You Don't Mind Dead Things.
Ooh.
I can only imagine. Oh my God. We have the same car. That's super cool. I'm new in town and you were the first person I met. Thanks for being nice. I hate moving to new cities. I always have such a hard time meeting new people. I almost tried speed dating once.
Hmm.
Now that I've met you, I don't have to worry about it. I can't wait for you to come over and meet all of my fur babies.
Interesting.
I have foxes and cats.
Ooh.
I even have a big old deer head. I've been doing taxidermy for a bit now, and I think I'm getting pretty damn good. Be warned, though. It's not the cleanest hobby. You probably will go home covered in bits of... gross. Bits of hair and smells, too. Hit me up, boy.
That's absolutely
disgusting. That's nasty.